If we may revisit Gospel according to John, chapter 1, the first two verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Just two verses, yet it would take eternity to appreciate, to expound, to continue to lay hold of. Just some very, perhaps four brief points, supplemental points that might improve, help our understanding to these two verses. The first two points has to do from a grammatic point of view on this original text. Mind you, in verses 1 and 2, we came across the word was. And in its original text, it was an. Now, the grammar was such that it was actually presented the word an, en, or was presented in an imperfect tense. It doesn't refer to the past, nor to the present, nor to the future, but rather it demonstrates a continuous state. It actually describes an age, existent, which simply cannot be measured by our concept or what we call time. It refers to the realm of timeless. So with that kept in mind, we reread the first two verses, perhaps it bring out deeper appreciation. The second grammatical point would like to point out is the fact that it mentioned the word God appear twice in verse 1 and once in verse 2, three times altogether the word God. And in the original text is theos. The interesting point is that there was the exclusion of any article before the word God or theos. God himself is inexplicable. It is proper and absolute deity. It is not a God, nor even the God, the God or the God. If it is written as the God or the God, if that was the way it was written, then it was simply confide deity to the Word, quote unquote, Word. And the implication would be that it would exclude the other persons of the Godhead. Thirdly, we often hear the term the person of the Lord. But what does that really mean, the person of the Lord? It sounds rather abstract. The person of the Lord simply means what our blessed Lord is in himself. Mind you, Gospel according to John chapter 8, verse 25, starting from earlier 2024. The people, including probably the scribe and the Pharisee, asked him, questioned him, tempted him, who art thou? Tell us, who art thou? And the Lord answered, altogether that which I also say to you. In the footnote of the Bible by JND version, there was an explanation, a footnote. it said, altogether, that which I also say to you means in the principle and universality of what I am. Namely, his speech represented himself being the truth. Fourthly, verse 2, our brother earlier had commented, he was in the beginning with God, points out his eternal personality. Earlier, we talked about the preposition with in his original text, pros. It implies more than nearness. It was something very close, moving towards, acting towards that kind of concessional nearness, continuous nearness, as if in a possession. The fourth point. Recapitulate was actually an imperfect tense in the original text. And the exclusion, significant of the exclusion of the article before God or fields. Thirdly, the meaning of the person of the Lord. I am altogether, which I also say to you. Fourthly, as brother pointed out in the early sessions, the eternal personality of our blessed Lord. And again, that preposition with pros or pros in this original text was mentioned. Besides these four points, our brother prudently pointed out earlier this morning, natural man, it started out with, in the beginning was the Logos. And our brother prudently pointed out, natural man simply cannot understand the spiritual things of God because they are in blindness. And in the creation of our blessed Lord, and we mentioned earlier in the book of Job, God condescendingly challenged Job to his creation, no doubt through his well-beloved Son, our Lord Jesus, with three chapters, bang, 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 a series of questions. And what was the end result? End result was Job, chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. I had heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. What about that? What's the outcome? Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. The natural man, the carnal man, the flesh, I abhor, forsake myself to the point of I hate my natural man and my flesh, resulting in absolute humility before the preeminent creator, repent in dust and ashes. Thus the approach to Gospel of John. Many Bible students told us is actually the most profound book in the whole sacred writing, Gospel of John, the person, the deity of our blessed Lord, who is worthy above all praises and adoration. May glory, honor, dominion, kingdom, worship be to him who sit upon the throne.
Amen.